Nolte, Bloomberg's 4,000-word article on Disney's collapse hides real reason for its failure. By John Nolte on October 11, 2023. Bloomberg News wrote more than 4,000 words about Disney's ongoing financial collapse without bothering to explain to its gullible readers why Disney is collapsing. Has Bob Iger lost the magic? Reads the headline. Disney's legendary CEO came out of retirement to save the company, right in time for its 100th birthday. Nothing has gone his way, reads the sub-headline. Every single one of Disney's problems comes down to its obsessive left-wing political, social, and sexual agenda, which is deliberately aimed at innocent little kids. But Forbes mentions none of this. Such are the lengths the corporate media are willing to stretch to protect the left, the leftist agenda, and the transgender cult, which is coming straight for your children. Forbes points out that Disney's failing streaming service, Disney Plus, has already lost $2 billion, with a B, dollars this year but doesn't bother to point out why. We all know why. The content sucks, and the content sucks because the content, especially the Marvel and Star Wars content that defines the service, is all about homosexuality, transsexuality, sexual fetishes, diversity hires, and destroying our beloved heroes so that unappealing, sexless girl bosses can take their place. Forbes points out that Disney's movies are bombing but doesn't mention why. See above about the content sucks. Forbes points out that Disney's theme park attendance is collapsing but doesn't explain why. We all know why. To begin with, the Disney Grooming Institute hired male transvestites to greet small children. Add to that the overall brand damage among decent people that resulted in Disney openly and aggressively opposing a Florida law that would protect grade school children from being groomed with adult sexuality in public schools. Because Disney has gone from protecting the innocence of children to shattering it. Because Disney is now abusing its once beloved and trusted brand to groom little kids using drag queens. The brand is in the toilet because Disney has become a fetish factory of terrible storytelling. This is the closest fake news Forbes could come to telling the truth. 2 years later, Bob Chapek botched Disney's response to a Florida bill banning teachers from discussing sexual orientation with students. Chapek had refused to condemn it publicly, triggering a walkout by Disney employees in March 2022. Days later, he reversed course, thrusting Disney into a high-profile culture war with Ron DeSantis, Florida's Republican governor. Iger swooped in again, coaching Chapek from the sidelines, then began sitting for interviews in which he said the bill was a matter of right and wrong. Yeah, that was the problem. Not Disney siding with public schools sexualizing small children, but how Disney handled its decision to side with the groomers publicly. Related, Ron DeSantis rips Disney parental rights opposition hypocrisy. They would have endorsed a ban on teaching China's Uyghur genocide. What was this writer's assignment? I need 4,200 words written around the real reason Disney is dying. If I sound angry at Forbes, I'm not. You see, like all evil, I want Disney to die. And when a propaganda outlet like Forbes hides the truth, that only helps to achieve my goal. Bob Iger doesn't care what I have to say. He thinks I'm a rube. But he does care what Forbes says, and if Forbes hides the truth, Disney will never change, and then Disney will die, and this rube will be very, very happy. I don't want a healthy Disney company. I want a dead Disney company. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.